Hey. Woo. Candid, cleaning conversations. Everybody gather round, it's a celebration. That we're still standing. Big up Katrina, she the inspiration. Came up from the bottom, she here with that motivation. Here to teach and inspire. Help you aim higher, help you dream bigger. Get what you desire. Real, recognize real, iron sharp as iron. Let us grow your cleaning business. She ain't playing around, yeah, the queen mean business. So stick around, get down with a podcast. Hold it down, here we go, foot on the gas. Candid, cleaning conversation.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of
Candid Cleaning Conversations.
Candid Cleaning Conversations. Listen, we did a Candid Cleaning Conversation in quite some time.
Yes, y'all, it's been like a real long minute, and
we decided to jump in here and say, let's do one for the podcast real quick, because all this ripping and running, like today, when y'all see the episode that we recorded today, oh my gosh, of surviving the cleaning industry, oh my gosh, I don't even want to tell y'all, I don't want it to be a spoiler alert, just know it was a very interesting walkthrough.
Yes, I mean, this is Candid Cleaning Conversation, so yeah. The conversation is going to be candid today. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, we're going to keep it real.
But what's the topic? Let's give them a good topic.
So, let's go over, like, how we can retain clients.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people, they come to us, saying that they can't get the clients. But sometimes, when they get the clients, when they finally do, they don't know how to keep them. You know what I'm saying? They'll easily fall off. They're having issues with them, paying them more money, all that good stuff. So, let's go over that.
All right, so the first thing we got down on the list is provide exceptional customer service, exceed all expectations, have an automated quick response.
So yeah, summing that up, you guys, you gotta make sure that you provide exceptional customer service. Like, from the moment that people are looking at your website, that's the first impression, right? Because mm-hmm. they're looking, and people are visual nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Technology has caused a lot of people to not have that person-to-person interaction. So now people are looking at things online. So make sure your website is up to par and your client is getting exceptional customer service by the first impression, by your website, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to exceed all expectations with them, right? So go above and beyond. Don't just do the norm, do something different. That's gonna shock them, right? Mm-hmm. So if they say yes, you hear their pain point is communication. Let them know, oh, well, no worries. Our communication is on point. We use an app called Slack where you're able to go, and this is where we communicate at, you know, where you get to see your Airbnb or your property there, and you're able to communicate with me, the cleaner, and you will have everything at a one-stop shop, like seriously, mm-hmm. okay?
And you also can use an automated quick response. Listen, your response time is everything when it comes to running a cleaning company. You know why? Because if I go on your website, I'm looking for somebody to clean my building. I need somebody now, okay? And I don't have time to be ringing your phone up and then you're not answering the phone or your VAs ain't answering the phone. I'm going to go to the next person, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can learn how to automate, have an automated response time, like you can actually use a program called ManyChat,
mm-hmm.
and that will help you out with automation. You can use Facebook to set up some automated responses. And you can also use like Facebook, Instagram. A lot of these little apps that they got out there will allow you to create that automated response. And what it does is whenever someone comes to your website, it's going to be like a bot talking back to them and maybe giving them prices or sending them to your website for them to book online.
I like that.
So that was a good one. Let's see what else we got. Number two,
let's see.
Personalize
your customer experience. So meaning like what can make your customer feel special, right? So when they come in, like they want to experience, right? Something that they can remember. Like, wow, like Ms. Johnson was saying, quick auto response. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Personalize that message. Like, have a CRM that you can implement the client's name. So it sends them out an email. Hey, such and such, I just wanted to reach out to you today and, you know, see if you're okay. Like, personalize things with them. so they can know that, dang, I don't just feel like a client. I feel kind of important here. Right. You know, and a lot of people tell you that you should never mix the two. Like, you shouldn't make a client feel like family or maybe a friend, because sometimes it does cross the line, which is true. However, you got to know how to, like, separate that, right. You know, by setting boundaries. But you just want to personalize the customer experience by making them, you know, feel special.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like, they're not just a transaction. It's a transformation for them.
Remember birthdays. Remember anniversaries. Like, those special times. And you got to think about it. Holidays come every month.
They do.
So what are you doing for your clients on the holidays? Mm-hmm. Right? So just kind of get more creative, you guys. And that's one of the things that worked for me. For some of our clients, we would, like, I showed a video of us taking, like, a gift basket to one of our clients. That's personalizing it, just letting people know our appreciation, like, just kind of going the extra mile, just take it up a notch. You know what I mean? It's not all about money, you guys, you know? But what we got next on the list, we have offer a loyalty program. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, offer a loyalty program, meaning, like, your client been with you for a good little minute. Like, I remember going to this coffee shop. There's a coffee shop downtown Savannah. It's called The Perk. What they give you is, like, little cards, right? Mm-hmm. So when you come in and you buy some coffee, they punch your card. So every time that you go in, you punch your card. Now at the end, you get a free coffee. So, not saying that you could do that, but you could. That's a good idea. But do something for them. Give them, like, hey, on your 10th clean or on your 5th clean, you get a 10% discount. Or if you refer somebody, then right. You get this. Like, do something for these people. Mm-hmm. If you clean Airbnbs, right, your customer been with you for a very long time. Just, you know, provide something different. Add something to the Airbnb. Like, it might be a refreshment, you know, for the guests when they come in. Like, just do something different. Offer them something that is of value, that right. can make them feel special.
Right. You know how you feel when you go in the VIP in the club. So when you go in the VIP section and you pay for that VIP section, or if you're like a known member that always goes to that event, that's like true. Sometimes they'll have, like, I know, what's the big event that's coming up? The Invest Fest. They have a ticket that you can buy mm-hmm. for, yeah, I mean, it's a very expensive ticket too, by the way, but it will allow you into every Invest Fest for free. Right. All you have to do is buy one time. I think it's like a $10,000 ticket or something like that, but it's kind of like what we're talking about, the loyalty program. Mm-hmm. So when you invest that much mm-hmm. into them, you can get in every year for free.
That's
you
right.
know, in VIP.
That's
so
right.
Think about stuff like that in your business. I always look at the big dogs and see what they're doing, and then I'll try to come up with my own way of doing things, and that's how we make the magic happen. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
What else we got? All right. So now,
encourage reviews and testimonials.
Like, a lot of people, this is something that they don't do enough, is definitely to retain their clients, retain customer reviews and testimonials.
Yeah.
Right. And when I say that, that means do your check-ins. I'm always checking in with the clients. Why? Because I care and I want them to understand that I'm being very attentive to their Airbnb, to their property, that right. they understand that, listen, they're away, but they want to make sure everything is being done. So mm-hmm. I reach out to them and I say, hey, you know, what's going on? How's the Airbnb? You know, I'm just calling and checking on services to see if everything is still up to par. How's the inventory? I check Slack, which is our communication app, making sure that we're not missing anything, that we don't need anything. And then we'll say, hey, if you don't mind, and if they tell us that services is great and it's been a few cleans, bloop, can we have a testimonial? Because now it not only gains the trust of future clients, but it also shows that they're satisfied. So we encourage reviews from the clients so we can gain those testimonials for future clients.
Yes. And last but not least, we got down here keeping the line of communication open.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't think that a lot of cleaning business owners realize how important the importance of keeping the line of communication open.
That's true.
Okay, so you, if you can learn that importance, like have an app, a communication app, where you can connect your cleaner with the client,
mm-hmm.
okay, so that you can monitor the conversation and you can hire someone else mm-hmm. to like monitor that conversation, to answer the phones for you. And then, of course, like all of our phones are connected.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it rings to my virtual assistants, it rings to Tamika, it rings to me, and you know, also we also have that communication app. So we have a line of communication that is open. They can always email us, like, and your response time needs to be great.
Oh God, yeah.
Excellent. Because like, you know,
yeah.
Customers hate when you take all day to get back with them.
Yeah, like the two driving force, well, I'm gonna say the three driving forces of your business, you guys, will make it four. Because I keep adding stuff as I think about it. Just think about the things that's gonna drive your business. You got your clients, and your number one, your VIPs is your workers, right? Because they're the ones that's going out here and cleaning up your properties and doing whatever it is. So you got to treat them well.
Right.
So they can treat your clients well, so your clients can continue to come back and pay you those high, top quality prices that you're charging. Because they'll pay it if they see the quality, if you make it about the value.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing would be your finances. Making sure you document everything that you got going on, right? You have to document that, and to understand your ideal client. You understand and knowing the places where you need to market. Because a lot of people, to be honest with y'all, they be marketing, but they be throwing, you might as well just go outside and just throw money out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really have to understand where you can market at and understand your ideal client. But I guess you want to know, like, how we understand that, right? You want to know what the answers and how we can tell you how to do that? Well, glad you asked.
Yeah. You can always join our academy, okay? www.tenacityacademy. And we can help you out with all that good fun stuff. But I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Listen, one thing that we did not talk about on this video, we didn't say nothing about drop your prices to retain a client.
Oh, never.
We didn't say drop prices, because sometimes that's what y'all do. And if you drop your prices, then you are on a race to the bottom, okay?
That's
we
true.
Don't we're not dropping prices to keep clients.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, you need to raise your prices at the end of each year. That way you can actually pay the people that are doing the work better to keep them, you know, motivated and wanting to come to work, you know. But you gotta pay your cleaners well, y'all, because cleaning is hard work. I can't stress it enough. You got to pay your cleaners well. But yeah, in a nutshell, that is the video. These are our tips on how to retain clients and keep them for the long haul. Did we mention quality control and inspecting?
You know what? That was not
that's a
mention,
good one,
but
too.
That's definitely a good
A lot of our clients, like, they appreciate you having someone to check up on the units.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's especially if you're doing Airbnbs or move outs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, what, really anything. I ain't going to specify anything.
What did Frank say? If you don't inspect, please expect
a mess.
Okay.
But yeah, those are all our tips, man. If you guys need any help, like growing your cleaning company, start, grow, scale, feel free to visit www.tenacityacademy.com, because we can help you out with that, all right?
Yes, you guys. And we also have a community as well,
mm-hmm.
where it's like-minded entrepreneurs. If you're feeling down because life be life, and then you just want a sisterhood, you want a brotherhood, you want somewhere where you can just go and vent. Like, a lot of people don't have places like that to go and just talk, right? It's always about selling. Well, guess what? I mean, we all have to eat at the end of the day. But one thing is for sure I can say about the community is we are together. We are family. And we talk about everything. Yes, education too, but we talk too. So, stop by, y'all.
Tap into the community, y'all. So, we got a free community. We have a $55 plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, it's no excuses. Okay? You can get in for free. You just can't join the live Q&As anymore. Okay? I used to have it all for free, but it ain't all for free no more.
Yeah.
So, you can get into the community for free,
mm-hmm.
But it's just like joining a Facebook community. You know what I mean? When you start to join the $55 a month plan, then you can get the courses and you can get the live Q&A every Wednesday
night. Speaking of Q&A, I'm sorry. When y'all join these Q&A calls, get on them calls and talk. Like, it's one thing that you guys ain't showing your face, which I understand, because it be late at night. Mm-hmm. I understand you might got your bonnet on, you might have a long day, you don't feel like showing your face and stuff. Okay, we don't want to see all that. That's fine. But one thing I can say is, please say something. You might feel like, well, I don't want to ask no crazy question or sound crazy. You can never do that. This is the open policy where you can just come and just talk.
Yeah, like, we can't read your mind. Okay. Oh. But we ain't gonna hold y'all up, because I gotta finish editing Surviving the Cleaning Industry, because I really, really, really want y'all to see the next episode, because yes, it's so good.
Yes,
it's so juicy, honey.
So you have to forget my energy at this moment. If I feel even a little off, like I'm still trying to recuperate from
this last walkthrough. But don't worry. It's gonna air soon, okay? I promise you. We're gonna let y'all go, but we just wanted to drop some tips down on y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all can go ahead back to doing what y'all was doing, baby. We out of here. Peace.